Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Russell Wilson apparently not ready to play, although he's dressing for games, which is an odd situation. I have to wonder. Well, from week one, I didn't wonder. Russell told the Steelers he was ready to play. Now, has he had a setback since then? You know, if this were prime Russell Wilson in Seattle and these were big games, would he be playing? I don't know. I would think he would be insisting on playing. The whole situation's very fascinating to me. And to add to it, we had Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast, Footballin', cast his vote for one of these guys, even when Russell Wilson is healthy. Now, this was coming into the week before we knew what Tomlin said today, which is that it's status quo with Russ from last week. But Ben basically said, hey, even if Wilson is healthy, keep rolling with Fields.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
That was my next question.
I said it last week. I wouldn't. But what I saw today, I think that he has – earned and deserves the right to stay there.
I'll say this too, that at the Post-Gazette, Adam Bittner has a story. If you look deeper into analytics, which some people like to do, some people hate to do, Pro Football Focus loves Justin Fields so far this season, saying that he's playing a very good brand of football, making as many big-time throws, which are tight window-type throws down the field a bit, as almost anybody in the league. He doesn't have a single turnover-worthy throw as far as PFF is concerned, and he's playing well. That's what they say. I think Mike Tomlin would probably agree. He's been highly, highly complimentary of Justin Fields. So where do you stand on this? With Ben or against Ben? Should Justin Fields be the guy moving forward here? But more importantly, for this week's purposes, is he still legitimately auditioning? Tomlin was asked a couple of questions by Ashley Liotis about whether this is still a competition, and his answer was interesting to say the least. I'm still parsing through it to try to determine what he meant.
With Justin, does he still view this as a chance to earn a starting spot right now?
You'd have to ask him that. I don't want to speak for him.
Is this the competition still in your mind?
Again, I've stated where we are. At the beginning of week one, I said it was debatable, and so we were staying status quo, and Russ was in pole position. My position regarding the pecking order and the depth chart has not changed, guys, and it won't until the other guy gets healthy, and then we'll give it real consideration. Until then, I won't speculate. I don't know how many ways I can tell you guys that.
Depth chart, his mind on the depth chart has not changed until the, quote, other guy gets healthy. Then it could change. That's the obvious sentence there. And if you're still thinking at this point, like somebody named Mark on Twitter, that we're making too much out of the quarterback situation, you're out of your mind. They're 2-0. Nationally, you tune into any show with ex-players. This is a legitimate topic of debate. And you have the quarterback laureate in this town, Ben Roethlisberger, telling the whole world he thinks they should stick with Justin Fields. You at least have to admit that if Fields has a great game, it's going to be one hell of a topic next week if Russell Wilson is healthy. But that was interesting listening to Tomlin again on that for the third time, interpreting it as, hey, my mind on the depth chart has not changed and it won't until the other guy gets healthy. In other words, when the other guy gets healthy, I'll be reconsidering. I'm going to take a look at things then. Doesn't matter that his mind hasn't changed now. Russell Wilson's not playing. Do you like that he referred to him as the other guy? I do.
Yeah, the other guy, not name it, even though the other guy is still listed as the starter.
Yeah.
On the depth chart.
Good for him, I guess. Here's my position. Justin Fields hasn't done enough yet to earn this job. And if Russell Wilson had been declared healthy this week, he should have been the starter. And unless Justin Fields has a great game against the Chargers, I want to see what Russell Wilson can do. Russell Wilson deserves that chance. Unless the other guy is so good that it's a non-topic. And there's nobody who would say that right now. They've one touchdown. He hasn't been bad, mind you. And as I said earlier, when I think about what I like most about Justin Fields, it's the possibility of the spectacular. He has been very careful with the football so far. That's good, I guess, but that's sort of Kenny Pickett-like. I mean, if that's the best thing you can say about somebody, that ain't much. But I said something better about him. There is that chance you feel on every snap that he can turn something bad into something very good and give you a spectacular play. And of course, I like the fact that he can move around and make plays. And I would say this. If you're going to cast your lot with Justin Fields, then go all in on physical run game. Go all in on that. Go steal Greg Roman. They're going against Greg Roman this week. Go steal Greg Roman's playbook. Go up to him in the press box this week or on the field and say, could I have your press box? Or I'm sorry, your playbook from the Ravens from 5 years ago? I'll pay for it. Because that's what they should do, is go all in on a read option type offense where your quarterback is going to have the choice to carry the ball, where he's going to be maybe your leading rusher in a lot of weeks. Use Warren and Harris, sometimes all three in the same backfield. Use a potentially road-grading offensive line from right to left with Fotanu, Daniels, Frazier, Seumalo when he gets back. And apparently he's getting real close, according to Tomlin. And then I guess Dan Moore, maybe Jones at left tackle, and just start pounding the ball like those Ravens did. Build your offense around Fields' personality and style and strengths if that's what you're going to do. Whose side are you on here? Ben Roethlisberger and our friend City Limits, that they should go with Fields even when Russ gets healthy? Or mine and many others, that unless something really special happens this weekend, unless Fields is great, then Russell Wilson should get a chance here. Plus, for me at least, there's the curiosity factor. I just want to see Russell Fields in this offense. What does it look like? compared to Fields. I want to see that. Limits, you don't. You want Fields to keep playing, don't you?
I would be fascinated by what Russell Wilson does look like, but I think that Fields will ultimately end up being the better player in the offense as long as they take the leash off and take the chains off. But I kind of feel like they're more willing to do that for Russell Wilson. So it does, in the back of my mind, want to see him a little bit, as much as I still am adamant that Fields should be the starter.
412-928-9370, 928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Do you agree with Ben? Or do you think that Russell Wilson should be the guy when he's healthy? And then we're going to talk about Broderick Jones. I've been teasing this the whole show, for which I apologize. I should have gotten to all of it earlier. And I promise I will next. And that is Chris Hoke's comments, which were very critical of Broderick Jones, and the morning show's response to those comments, and the whole Broderick Jones dilemma. Let's do that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.